From scratch.
Welcome to From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins.
And I'm at Learning Live. This is our second instalment from the event. And I'm with Souk Pabial. Now, Souk, you, I thought, had a very interesting sounding session. Being your best self at work, which has kind of led me to collar you and say, okay, so what's it all about? What did you talk about, and why is being your best self at work, important?
So thank you for asking me to do this, Martin. And that's a good question. Why do I think it's important? So essentially what this is about is, at work we have a very traditional point of view, which is you come into work and you're paid to do a job, and we will tell you how to do your job, what that job entails, and you don't even have to think, you just have to be there and just make things happen as we need them to be. That used to be the way that things could happen. We're in a world where everything is just turned flips upside down, and that mindset fundamentally needs to change in order to remain competitive, in order to remain relevant as a business, and to, in terms of new talent and recruitment, you need to be able to show that you're with the times.
So explain a bit. So what if that's the context, then what is being your best self at work? I think I know what that means for me, but what did it mean in terms of what you were talking about?
So it means, how can you help people at work find the answers themselves that they need without prescribing it to them? Because that's probably the biggest challenge we've got in L&D, is that we say to people, here's a framework you have to follow. Mm. Here's a process and policy that will tell you what you need to do and the parameters within which you can work. And parameters are fine because they do help give people some quality control measures that they have to live up to, which is fine. But in terms of, you have to do it this way and you have to do it that way, that's such an outdated way of thinking. No one likes to be told what to do. People work at their best when they understand something for themselves and they find their way of doing it. The more we can help that to happen, the more we will help people be their best self at work. And when people are their best at work, that's when good things happen. And that's what we should be focused on.
So this sounds to me like you need just very good managers. How do you do this without these kind of obvious interventions? It sounds like almost like kind of magic. It's just going to happen. You're just going to be led in a direction, but you're going to be working out for yourself. But actually, you're also being helped.
So I think partly it is to do with managers. I think they do have a very big influence as to how people can find answers for themselves. Part of that is that managers need to be better coaches, and they just don't do that well enough. Most people, what they fall into the trap of is that they start off with a coaching approach, but then it quickly falls into, so just go away and do this because that's what you need to do. Yeah. But aside from that, there's a lot of, and I use this terminology in a different context, social technology, not in terms of the actual hardware or software, but in terms of the way you bring people together. And so what I mean there is things like communities of practice, things like peer learning, things like using social media to help connect people online in different ways. Those are ways which, when you bring people together, you know, Julie Dreiber says this the best way. She says, I challenge you to be with a group of six people and not learn something. It just can't not happen. It has to happen. So why don't we provide a bit of focus for those? You know, and one of the exercises I did yesterday, I said to the group, just find one person in your group who does e-learning. Find out what one thing they do well. That person then shares that one piece of knowledge with the rest of the people in that group. You've just developed your own community of practice. And it took no more than 5 minutes to do it. And that's the kind of thing which, personally, I find is is a challenge within organisations, because you have to go through committees and you have to go through focus groups and you have to sell these things in, and it's just such a pain in the arse. But you could just say, just get together and do it.
So maybe that's just the message. It's not that difficult, and get together and do it. Yeah. So, Souk, thanks ever so much for your time.
Thank you very much, Martin.
From scratch.